This time round, I think we're in a completely different set of circumstances compared to last time I did the interim manager role. I'm looking forward to the challenge, and it certainly will be a challenge. And I think the challenge is to get a bit of pride back for the club between now and the end of the season. Hopefully we can get the supporters smiling again. And it's a case of, you know, putting the team out, trying to win as many games as we can, and we'll take it from there.
When you reflect on everything that's happened, because you've been a long time Bolton Wanderers person and pretty much part of the woodwork and framework, how do you assess everything that's gone on?
Well, from my my early beginnings as a 16-year-old apprentice, John McGovern was the manager, and I remember John having to run marathons to raise transfer funds for the club, and he signed all his players, well, a lot of his players out of non-league, and did make some signings who ended up being good players for the club. So, and then we've seen the Eddie Heights, the top Premiership finishes, and the European competition. So I've seen all sides of things. Unfortunately, the club's obviously going through a downturn. But I think one thing that we certainly can build on is the emergence of some of our younger players in the team, which I think is certainly credit to Neil Lennon that he gave the young players an opportunity. And Rob Holding has done very well. Zach Clough has scored a good number of goals for us. Yeah. Josh Vella's played out of position at right back, but been very steady. I think there's still some younger players who hopefully between now and the end of the season we will be able to give a chance to. But you can only play young players in the first team, in my opinion, when they're at the top of the game, irrespective of how well the first team's playing. The young players need to be at the top of their game in order to rise to the challenge of playing in a high level of football. So we'll see how those young players are coping in training over the next few weeks, and if we can blood any more, I'm sure we will do.